Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Roots Work Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen B, and I'm back. I am very happy and grateful to be blessed with another day to be back. So let's start the show as it goes. I want to thank all of my listeners, my followers. I want to thank everyone that listens in, and I'm thankful for the ones that truly listen and understand what's being said during the broadcast. Okay, as always, the Snoopers know what they can do, so I don't have to say it. And as I have said before, when you snoop, try to listen in, you're wasting your time. See, this is 30 minutes of your life where you could be doing something else besides snooping to see what you can get upset over or you can find fault in. I really do not care what you find fault in here, because I will always come direct. I will not hold anything back. And I don't think that anyone should. Some people hate to even talk because of this, because when they speak, something is always taken to heart. And I'm telling those of you that are in that position, get out of it. Because people have opinions everywhere, and I wouldn't worry about those opinions. Okay, we always have real talk to everyone, and stay out of others' business. This goes to mother-in-law, father-in-law, best friends, sisters, brothers, all of the above. Stay out of people's business, because it causes trouble, chaos, and even causes people to think badly of you. If you're always interfering in someone else's business, that means that you have no business of your own. That's just advice. That's not a conscious tip. It's common sense. Leave it alone. If you're asked advice, I mean, it's fine. But when you can constantly try to stay in someone's business, then, you know, something might come to you, and it's not good. You know, I was told by a wise person, an eavesdropper never hears anything good. A snooper will never hear anything good, because evil is what they want to hear. Bad is what they want to hear. That's the way they are. So, let's move on into this episode. Since we have a little time here, let's talk about, well, I have spoken about churches. That's a place to go and feel worship, fellowship, hear the word of God. It's not to set traps for your enemy. See, you can get in and play church anytime that you want to. You might be fooling people on the outside. But guess what? God still has his eyes on me. And I want you to take that into consideration. See, I'm trying to say things in a way that some people will understand, because some things are taken back the wrong way, just like I was mentioning earlier. If you're in a situation where you're about to blow, you have tried to walk away. This is something else now. Walk away, walk away, walk away. But when you get to that point where you just don't care, then it's time to do it's time to do something drastic. See, an agitator is like an old fart cushion. You know what that is. The one of those cushions you fill up with air, and somebody sit on it and okay, that's what they are. Fart bags. And then the other part of them are douchebags. So you can about imagine what their personality is like. And someone that misunderstands everything, they ain't quick. I think I said that correctly. I wouldn't say that on word. I'm trying to be nice about it. All right. Let's go into what's happening among us with the stars, with the moon. I believe we are in the waning state of the moon in some part of the world. That's what I'm looking at right now. So this is a time to clear, cut and clear. And you can cut and clear in many ways. It's not just when you move into a home, but you can cut and clear at any time. But it's best done in the waning state of the moon. You get me? Okay. One way that you can clear, I'm not going to say cut, but clear is by burning. Smoking. Not smoking anything, but smoking out with certain things. Frankincense cleanses, sage cleanses. Okay, there's one other herb to cleanse. But when you use the frankincense, something else needs to be used with it. And you need to, you know, talk to someone that has more knowledge on this, like a worker. Or your worker. Notice I said a worker because some people don't have one. Okay, here's something else. If you find yourself in a situation you just cannot get out of, do not go the dangerous way and pick up tips from just anyone. That means people talking about what you should do. No, you contact somebody like me and others out here with these gifts. And not all of us have the same gifts. I want you to think about this, that all of us do not work the same way either. So that was useful. That's something I really wanted to say. Now, moving on into the program, I would like to say once more, the worker is not your slave. I understand that you all have needs, you all have problems, but once you start your case, do not worry us to death. Okay, for the know-it-all, don't worry us to death. Now I'm going to give you an example of a know-it-all. You as the worker, you know it. Exactly what you are speaking about. If you have a buttonhole plug on the phone, well, I too have a gift, and this is what I saw. No, the client should be quiet and listen to you, because in a few days they're going to be calling you back whining because they didn't listen. Excuse me. Just having a little nut. No, now, take it back up where I was speaking. Workers, please, you don't have to put up with that, and you don't have to take a case that you don't want to take. I know that you are led to take a lot of cases. Some you are not. Some of you question. The ones that you question are the ones that you should look into before you take it. I guarantee you there's something there that's going to end, well, that's going to end in you not taking that case. Think before you do that. Some don't, they go ahead and they want to get the job done. Okay, that's fine and good. That's a good quality in you. But a better quality is investigating. Clients, stop being know-it-alls and listen to us. If you don't listen to us, you will miss out on so many important things that we're trying to get across to you. We only want the best for you. It's always what you want. Yes, it's always what the customer, the client wants. But some of the things that you want, it's not going to come to you. Example, this is a hard one now. Oh, a man wants a married woman. No, that's not going to work. Now, they'll come to you, of course. Maybe you have some fun, whatever. But guess what? They're going back to the wife. Uh-oh, I'm sorry. They're going back to the husband. But that's the way the world is. I'm so sorry. They're going back to the husband, and you're going to be left alone on the holidays at night, thinking about them, trying to call them, hanging up. Yes, hanging up on that husband answers the phone, which is so pathetic. And that's something that you cannot break. That is a very hard case. A person wanting a married person. Or a person that's deeply in love with someone else and about to get married. See, what God joins together is supposed to stay together. And taking, you know, for us to take that case to try to break up a married couple, I feel that that's an abomination. We're going against God. If someone wants to, yes, they can bring them to you, but they're not going to stay. You're going to mess up. That goes for both parties. So I want clear thoughts on that. Now, as in struggling, surviving and struggling, there's a lot of jealousy out here in this world. But some people don't understand why they go through what they're going through. It's because you got people that's trying to see what you get from the store. You got people that's looking you up and down, trying to figure out how much your clothes cost, how much your car costs, or the way that you carry yourself. That's the jealousy in this world. And that's why some innocent people are being attack all because of jealousy in this world. And that's nothing but the work of Satan. You can get out and do almost the same thing that person did. You know, the majority of us work hard for what we get. And then you have people like this that are after you. And again, sometimes those people are family. You know why I say family? Because they know what you are capable of. They know that you work hard. They know that you are a go-getter. You're going to get what you want. And they get jealous and try to destroy it. Excuse me, I heard that. They get jealous and try to destroy it. And once they figure you are down, then they will come to you. They will call you. They will come to your face. The thing is not to trust somebody that you already suspect that wants you down. Some people are afraid to drive certain cars because they know they got jealousy behind. I've seen it. Some people are afraid to wear certain shoes because there's jealousy. They don't want what they have to be seen for someone to be throwing at them again. That's a simple thing, getting protected from jealousy, the evil eye, bad luck, negativity, ill will. Once I go on, backstabbing, that's a crying out shame that we live in a world where we cannot use what we have gotten, where we cannot show our true self because of people like this. This is especially for people that have been messed up before. And then it comes back years later. You think that you're doing good, and then years later, here's the mess. Well, that's going to be a positive, a safe positive. I only give out safe positive. I'm not going to give you anything that's going to backfire in your face. anything that's going to cause you more misery. You don't need that. Now, as for preaching, I've talked about this. If you are not called by God to preach, you need to stay out of that church, opening your mouth, knowing good and well what you are doing. If you have seen signs, and I know that some people watch for these signs, those birds, those snakes, those lizards, everything else coming to the house of God, then there's something wrong within the church. That was an old store that a woman went into a long time ago. And she smelled a funny scent. They were cleaning the floor. And it didn't smell like Fabuloso or anything of that nature. It smelled just like an oil mixed with a funky herb. I would say that. Mixed with a funky herb. And guess what they were doing? They were trying to get someone else fired and get more business for the job. And then some people are very vulnerable to these attacks. It jumps on other people. Be careful what you do. And let's skip from that to laying the trap. Okay, if you're trying to get success for yourself, that's an example. If you're trying to get success for yourself and you've been sent to a certain place because that's where you go, watch carefully. More people are looking than you think. You have to do this sneakily. And when you visit us, you have to keep your mouth closed so you can about imagine if there's something for you to do out there. You can't have people watching you, or you can't run your mouth about it. See, the loose lips will sink ships all the time. I think I said that correctly. So anybody that didn't understand that something is wrong, some people want to know what an astral candle is. An astral candle is your astrological sign in a candle, different colors for different people. A candle of color, this is what this is, with an individual astrological sign. It's not used to cross anybody. People, it's used to help you. You put that in the center with other things that you need to use. And then you do what your worker asks you to do. So I want to get this little dummy trick out here. It is not used for everything. If what your worker told you to do is use the astral candle, that's what to give it to you, to use it, along with other things. All right. I call it the dummy thing because that was really crazy what went on only a couple of days ago. Okay, let's go to the songs of the Bible. Many songs are used for many things. I feel the protection you brought up. Psalm 91 is a psalm of protection. And it can be read any time of the day. And you will see the changes when you read that psalm. I know that there are other things that needs to be done because, yes, I am a worker. So I'm giving you that tip, Psalm 91. There are rituals, conjurations to end addictions, to send healing energies to the sick friends and family, okay, to overcome an illness, good luck. I mean, there's a lot of beauty to the art. And it's not only in voodoo, it's hoodoo. See, voodoo In some aspects, if the religion in practice, hoodoo is the actual practice, the conjuration. Just like witchcraft has some religious views, yes, rituals, all magic has its own point. But I wanted you to know the difference between voodoo and hoodoo. See, everybody has their mouth open, but really don't know what they're talking about. And if they want to know what they're talking about, they can call any worker that they want. Find out. You almost grown children, I'll tell you, you're not ready for the world. I'm jumping to this because we're coming to a conclusion. You're not ready for the world. You got your parents trying to talk to you, and you're out there doing everything there is. But, you know, some people have to learn. Something has to bring you in that older people would say, bring you in. The drinking is not necessary. Smoking drugs is not necessary. The pill popping is not necessary. You won't get things for yourself. Some of you have expensive tastes. What about going ahead further in that education like you promised your parents that you would, so that they would be proud of you and you can do the things that you want to do? Life is too short to be fooling around. It really is. Now, I spoke of chamomile, I spoke of ginger. Cinnamon does strengthen many rituals and many spells. But as to what your group workers say, a gene, witch, whatever you want to call it, because we get cold some of everything and we have our mouths wide open. I don't remember being on a TV show, popping my fingers. If I did, it would be totally different now. It would be so many toe frogs and dog piles around that you couldn't even walk. But, as they say, well, as I say, I am whatever you say I am. As long as I don't hear it or you don't come to my face. Anyway, people pray. We have different religions. But at the end, it's going to be all on one accord. We got Baptists against Muslims. I don't know what to say about holiness. I have some very, very strong views on holiness. But holiness against Baptists. You know, holiness, never mind. Anyway, it's going to be on one accord. And that's where people play church at. And the whole, oh, gracious. I'm just going to shut my mouth about holiness. All right. As I was saying about the money spell, I'm trying to give you something. Alfalfa mixed with ginger and cinnamon and chamomile in front of your steps every Thursday will help you have financial gain. In the home, you just sprinkle it, and you just say in the name of the Father, Son, of the Holy Spirit, and you just watch things grow. The first week, I wasn't paying attention to, but look at the second week that you do it, every Thursday. And then there's the success in business. There's a lot of business owners that don't have many customers. And I can tell you all that frankincense will help you. You can get it in colds, you can get it in the tears, the power of incense, but it will keep away negativity. That is more than likely the problem with your business than, you know, anything else. It keeps negativity away. Once you get rid of negativity, then your business will flow. It will flourish. All right, we're coming to something else. See, I have given out two kinds of tips. Okay, why don't I give out kinds of tips? Why don't I give out kinds of tips? I give out kinds of tips all the time, but it seems that no one is listening. And you can replay the show after it ends to get those kinds of tips. It doesn't have to be a one-time thing. You can get those kinds of tips. But I will not give you anything to go and try to destroy anyone. Okay, let's get back to the song. Song 5 is good for business. I'm stuck on business. That you would think is meant for something else, but you read that every day. It's best to be read before sunlight and just as the sun goes down. But any time of the day that you read that, you watch, your business will start to grow. You will have more customers. See, people don't realize that the Bible is widely used in root work. It's used in voodoo, witchcraft, Haitian voodoo, demonology, Satanism. You would be surprised. I know some mouths are wide open. But when you are deep into this, you will see that it is used. Okay, improving the mind. You're not, let's say you're not thinking clearly. Your concentration is messed up. Let's, example, you want to move the furniture in your house. And a month goes by, you say, I want to move the furniture in the house. And you never do it, and you have the time to do it. That's messing with your concentration. And headaches come along with it. That's a result of the black candles being burnt against you, and it messes with your concentration. Your ability to do things, you know that you can do them, but you never do it. You have some clients that say, oh, well, I'm going to go and do something for myself in about 2 weeks, and 2 weeks never come. In about 2 weeks, 2 weeks never come, but you can travel to Japan and Hawaii and everywhere else. If you have a worker that was sticking close with you, I bet they are not there because they don't feel that you are serious and they feel that you are taking advantage of them. They feel that you think that they're going to do it themselves, and more than likely you do. Okay, let's look at a little mace, the outer covering of the nutmeg. Okay, the outer covering of the nutmeg is very strong. The nutmeg is strong. Use them both together before a card game, and that is promising good luck. And I love it. I get good things from that. I hear good things. So, we're almost at, thank you. We're almost at the end of the show. And I just want to thank everyone again. I thank all my listeners, all my followers, all the ones that are just beginning to listen. And I'm happy to have given you this information today. I was set to talk about something else, but I had to go for one thing. So I hope that your weekend is blessed, your week is blessed. I hope that you carry my words with you. Oh, I love you all very much. And to my mother, who I know is listening in, I love you. I love my sister, her nieces, nephews, all of you. You have done a wonderful job. You have come so far. And I'm very proud of you. And as for the rest of you, if you need to speak with me, please call me. My information is out there. It's out there for you. Never be afraid to ask a question. How are you to know if you do not ask? So, until next week, I hope everyone be blessed and have a great week. Goodbye.